Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is
Youth Station.
Go
I
ahead.
Am Asma at your service.
Is Sister Asma wants to
yes.
begin the show with the slogan? Go ahead.
Do do kachu.
Yeah, there you go. You feel better, don't you? Okay, so yeah. What are we talking about?
The names of Allah.
Yes. Asma'ul Husna, the great, lofty, beautiful, extraordinary names of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
There's many of them.
Yeah, of course, many of them. And when my father was about to pick a name for me, he had opened the Holy Book of Quran. And then that way my name became Asma, just from the verse Asma'ul Husna.
MashaAllah, so, MashaAllah. God bless your father.
Thank you.
It is the duty of fathers to choose a good name for
Perfect
their children.
Name,
it's one
yeah.
of their duties. So that's really good to hear.
Claim.
Now, there's a question that I always ask people.
Mm-hmm, which is?
What's your favorite name of Allah? Out of the 99 names, you know,
kind.
Which are famous.
Kind.
Mm-hmm. See, when you find out what a person's favorite name of Allah is,
mm-hmm.
you will find out what that person is really about. And you'll be really surprised, sister. Every person who I've asked so far has said something different.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've asked 99 people yet. So,
you know, yeah, so, I know.
Chances are, you know, you would expect people to choose the same. No, they all choose different ones.
Of course, yeah. Because
one brother
everyone is interested to a special concept, so yeah. they would pick that.
One brother, I noticed he's really gentle, really soft-spoken, and he chose the name Al-Wudud, you know. Another person, you know, he's a friendly brother, and he chose the name which means the friend,
yeah.
Wali, you know.
So I will turn the question back to you. What is your favorite name?
Guess. Al-Khaliq. The creator.
Yes, the creator.
That for me is...
Yeah.
You know, that for me is Allah. Because he created everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I can argue, sister, for why this is the greatest name of Allah. Because every other name was created by him. The fact that we can even understand them with these mm-hmm. tiny little brains of ours
yeah.
and with our tiny little hearts... And our tiny little perception and our consciousness, that is a creation of Allah. And that is just extraordinary, isn't it?
But there is a question. But do we really understand the meaning of his names? I mean, I say kind. Mm. Kind to me is the concept that I have learned in my short life and all these worldly experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
of course, the kindness of Allah is far away different from what I feel.
Yeah, I mean, they say that the kindness of Allah is equal to 70 mothers, you know,
yeah.
great mothers who are self-sacrificing, who will do everything for their child. Allah loves us more than that. He's more merciful
yeah.
than that. Ar-Rahman, of course, is different to Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman is a general kindness, which he gives to the trees, the birds, the leaves, to the Muslims, to the kafirs. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody gets that kindness of Allah.
And also, Kareem, being generous.
Mm.
That's also so nice of a name of Allah.
That's another name as well.
Yeah.
But Rahim is a special, unique type of kindness.
Exactly.
You know, we say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Yeah.
So this is the difference between the two. Ar-Rahman is his general kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Ar-Rahim is his
specialized
special kindness.
Form. Yeah.
And that's reserved only for the believers.
No, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So this kindness of Allah.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. There are other words which allude to this kindness. Ya Latif.
Exactly.
You know, he's sometimes it's translated as subtle because he takes care of the very subtle, very small, hidden details. You know when you're talking to somebody?
Mm-hmm. Because Latif is more, it has got a delicate connotation.
Yeah, it's delicate. So, you know when you're talking to somebody and they're a little bit insensitive, or they said something which might have offended you inside, but you never let it show.
Yeah, of course. Right?
Allah is so kind that mm-hmm. He takes very special care and attention to those finer details.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, the names of Allah, we can talk mm-hmm. about them all day because there are literally 99.
There's
but
a long list of them.
A huge list, right? But what I'd like to point out is there are actually way more than just 99 names of Allah. We often limit concepts of Islam, and I think people often like to simplify things because it makes things easier for them
to understand, of course, yeah.
But sometimes let's take a dive into the deep end, mm-hmm. right?
So before just we dive into it, let's go for a break and get ready for the diving.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. Well, you're listening to Youth Station. We are talking about the names of Allah and...
What I want to say here, Sister Asma, is let's not limit the concepts of Islam, okay? Once you've understood the basics, mm-hmm. right, and that's very important that we do.
Yeah.
After that, be adventurous with Islam. Dive deeper. Because the deeper you go into Islam...
You know, with a study and...
Studying, contemplation more than anything. Quran, right? Reciting it and thinking about it, contemplating
but,
about
but
it.
But my contemplation is limited and restricted. Sometimes if I dive into the names of Allah, I might get into misunderstandings.
How so?
When we say Allah is so just, that is adil, so we come to say, okay, everything must be according to the kind of justice that I understand. And then if something goes against the concept of justice that I have in my mind, I would feel that is a spot in the justice of Allah, according to me. Uh-huh. But then the truth is something else. The truth is that the justice of Allah is different from what my human way of understanding of justice would tell me.
I guess so, yeah. And that's why I said understanding the basics of it first is very important. After that, yeah, contemplate. But I'd still say without contemplation, you won't understand the basics either.
Of course.
Right,
yes.
So you need to contemplate anyway.
Because you have
anyway.
To accept them by your heart.
Right. Islam, especially, particularly, mm-hmm. Shia Islam is a religion which teaches us actively to never believe mm-hmm. anything until you intellectually, with your aql, with your intellect, have understood it.
Now, it's very nice that in the holy book of Quran, Allah himself introduces himself to us with his names. Mm-hmm. So he wants us to make sure that he's kind, he's mm-hmm. just, yep. he's so generous, and he would forgive all the sinners. And no matter how wrong you have been going, he would just forgive about everything as soon as you start believing in him with your heart and come back to his arms. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. this is very nice. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the idea behind knowing all the names of Allah is to know that there is a way for us to come back to him and to put our trust more and more in him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You drifted off a little bit, Sister Asma. I want to bring you back to that concept of justice that you were talking about just there. So this concept, just very quickly, because this is a really good example of how to contemplate using the names of Allah.
All I wanted to say was this fact that even if we are contemplating, we need to have a mentor. We need to have something like a book, some specialized person, a specialist in religion, someone who can help us understand things way better than the way we can do it by ourselves.
Yeah, you definitely always need a teacher. And sometimes that teacher can be a human. Sometimes you can accomplish that teacher through tawassul.
Yeah.
One of the people who is, other than the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, mm-hmm. somebody who you can do tawassul to is Imam Khomeini. Because when you read his books, you understand. And his books may even be a wasila towards Allah.
Of course.
But aside from all of this tawassul, you can even take Allah himself to teach you. How? Imam Ali alayhi salam said that if I want to speak to my Lord, I pray salah. And if I want my Lord to speak to me, I open the Quran.
Exactly.
We only need to open the book and it will answer our questions. I encountered too many youths.
Of course.
Of course. But I encountered too many youths who are actually afraid of contemplating because they think that they will go astray. Yeah. This idea that, no, I can't think about it without a teacher, without this, without that. No. Allah gave you a brain. Use it. And He tells you constantly, أَفَلَا تَفَكَّرُونَ. Why do you not think? Why do you not contemplate?
Yeah.
The concept of justice. You know that Allah is just. He's created this world and He must have created it out of His justice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when we look around, we see injustice taking place.
Exactly.
And that bothers us? No, we have to zoom out and understand that if we see some sort of oppression taking place, if you zoom into that oppression, then yeah, it's an act of oppression. Somebody's being killed, for example.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to see, right?
Of course.
When you zoom out, you see that the person who was killed, they are resurrected and they're given whatever rewards for whatever patience they had.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who did the killing, they are eventually punished for that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And therefore, from that perspective, it is not injustice at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you have to be so experienced and so mature to understand the act of God. So that takes too many education, too many studying, and too many working on yourself. You have to work on your soul and on the way you look at things, on your own perspective, and broaden your horizon of thinking.
Yeah.
And just like this, we have to go for a tiny little break, and then we'll be back in a blink of an eye. Thank you very much for joining us in today's episode. Yes, we're talking about the names of Allah. It's a very interesting discussion because the more you dive into it, the more you get new things that are very much, they would melt your heart.
Yeah. Now you chose Ar-Rahman.
Mm-hmm.
I chose Al-Khaliq.
Yeah.
Whatever you choose, use that name in your life. Stamp that name on your heart. Recognize that the paths to Allah are as numerous as the breaths of the creatures. This is a piece of poetry that Imam Khomeini recites. You have to understand that your journey towards Allah is unique. Nobody else has that journey.
Exactly.
It's only you that has that journey.
Like your fingerprints.
It's as unique as your fingerprint. That's a really good analogy. And there it is. You see, there's so many people, mystics, or even people who are trying to spiritually elevate, they will take just one name and they will recite it and recite it and recite. They'll do a dhikr and they'll keep on reciting that name until
remembering themselves on and on.
They just keep on remembering it, keep on saying that name.
Yeah.
And it takes them places. It takes them to spiritual highs.
Exactly. It's a bit of difficult, you know. And also, I have another thing to say. Well, if you want to know Allah's names more and more and in a much deeper way, so you can go for the life story of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Like if you go for the Prophet and see how kind he was with every single one of people of the time of ignorance, he had become like a kind father to every one of them and even the other members of Ahlul Bayt, then you would get to know Allah's names more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Because these are just a little reflection of His kindness and of all of His names.
Absolutely. They manifested the names of Allah.
Yeah. So the more we know about their lives, the more we go through their narrations and the stories and the things they have passed down to us, then we get to know God more and more.
That's all we have time for today. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Dear brothers, sisters, dear youths and elders who might be listening, we'll see you next time, inshallah.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.